In today's video, I'm going to make some parallel pliers. I don't have any, but I think they'll be handy in the workshop and they'll be a fun little project. Regular pliers are all that you need in most cases, but sometimes when you're holding something square or flat like this piece of brass bar, you can see that the regular pliers only contact it on the corners. Parallel pliers, the jaws will contact fully both sides of the bar and you'll get a much better grip. Anyway, I've worked out my design and got my dimensions, so I'll get straight into it and I'll start by working on the jaws. And for those, I'll use this high carbon spring steel. I'll mill the bar down into a flat bar and I can just about get a piece out of it to the dimensions that I need. I'm not only making one pair of pliers in this video, but two, and one of those can be worn by one of you guys, and I'll give more details later. That's four pieces, two for each set of pliers, and next I'll mill them to length. I've only had my milling machine for a couple of years now, so I'm still learning and I absolutely love it. I don't really know what I'm doing, but it's super fun, and if you have any thought of getting one of these, then I think you'll love it too. Now that they're the correct dimensions, I need to start drilling a few holes. I've used an edge finder to work out the position of the nearest corner of the back jaw, and I'll zero the DRO and all the holes will be referenced off that. While I'm drilling those, I'll tell you about the giveaway, and I'm very excited to be giving one of you a pair of these pliers that you're watching me build in this video. I'm also giving away one of my handmade Kumiko starter kits, which includes everything you need to complete an awesome 6-inch by 6-inch Kumiko panel. So to enter, simply click the link at the top of the description before the giveaway closes, and you could be the lucky one that I send a pair of these pliers and a Kumiko starter kit out to. And as always, thanks for your support. That's one of the bolt holes and a hole at the end of the slot drilled, which I'll mill later. The front also needs a bevel, but first I'll drill the center hole by clamping two jaws together. Next I'll mill the bevels and I'll clamp them in the vise using a 20 degree angle block. I'll touch off on it and then zero the height gauge, and then I can mill down so far and do exactly the same on all four jaws to keep them consistent. Now it's time to play spot the difference. I made a mistake and one of them is wrong. These holes here are slightly off center within its jaw and they're closer to the outside. This one here, I did them the opposite way around. It's closer to the inside. So off camera, I made another one. So that took me an hour and a half to do that, which was a bit of a shame. But anyway, next I'll move on to cutting the slots along here. I'm taking very shallow cuts so I don't snap the 3mm end mill, as I don't have another one to hand. The slot needs to be 3.5mm, so I'll move the table over by 1/4 of a millimetre, I'll mill the one side of the slot and then do the same on the other side. I'll grind a radius on the back corners, then a quick sand ready for heat treating. I won't go too much into the heat treating as I've done that many times before, but I heat them up in the forge and then quench them in vegetable oil. Next, I'll put them in the oven at 210 degrees C for 3 hours to temper and add some strength back to them. When they came out of the oven, I hand sanded them. I have bought a surface grinder and I would have used that to finish them, but I haven't had a chance to set it up yet. Anyway, that's the jaws done, so next I'll start on the handles and I'll use this 16 gauge mild steel. I'll also use my box cutting jig that I made recently to cut some strips. I've cut 8 strips and that's 4 for each pair of pliers, and each handle will be made up of 2 pieces with an infill in between. And some of the pieces have to have bends in them to bridge over the other pieces. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that yet, so I'll just do the flat pieces for now. These 3 holes aren't important at all, they just hold the infill pieces in and the handle together, but these 3, they need to be perfectly in line and exactly the same distance apart. I'll position the centre hole, zero the DRO, and then move over the correct distance either side of that for the other 2 holes. And while I got the handles in the vise, I'll drill the holes for the handle pins. I'll put temporary pins through the handle pieces while I shape them and remove the pins later. That's the flat sides of the handles done. Now I'll start the opposite pieces that need a bridge section bent into it. The first thing I'll do is drill a centre hole, which I can then use to reference off, and I'll do that by placing it on a locating pin on a jig that I made for the fly press. That really worked awesome, and because it's repeatable, they'll all come out exactly the same. Now I need to drill the other 2 holes, and I'll drill those through all 4 pieces at once. After lining up the centre hole, it's an easy task to move the table the correct amount along the x-axis on either side. Next, I'll cut them out on the bandsaw. I've bolted on one of the flat handled pieces so I can use that as a guide to drill the holes for the pins, and then I do this for each piece. Now I'll grind them close to the line, but I'll leave a touch on which will get ground off when the handle pieces have been glued together. For the handle infills, I'll use brass and copper. Using a face mill, I'll mill them down to the correct thickness, which is the same as the jaws. I was going to use just brass, but I didn't have enough without milling down a piece that was far too big. But I think copper will work, and I have an idea of how to use it. The infill pieces have a bevel on the end, which I'll mill first while there's a flat part of the bar to reference off, and then I'll cut the rest out on the bandsaw. I'm going to try out mixing up the infills by using one brass and one copper on each pair of pliers. Let me know what you think and what combination you would have used. I'll drill the pinholes just the same as I did when drilling the bridged handle pieces, using a flat piece as a guide. I've chopped up some brass pins and slightly beveled the ends by putting them in a drill and touching them on the grinder. Now I can glue the handles together, but first I clean all the pieces with acetone to make sure I get a good bond. I'm using a good quality epoxy, which I'll leave overnight to set. It's the next morning, so I'll take them out of the clamps and start shaping them on the belt grinder. I'm regularly dunking it in water to keep it cool. Brass and copper can heat up very quickly and the epoxy will melt if that happens. The piece on the top is the finished shape, so if I can see a gap between that and the belt, then there's still more material to remove from the brass and the bottom layer. I finished it off with a finer belt, and then I also did some hand sanding, mainly on the face with the bridge, as that was more difficult to do with the belt. They're starting to look good, but they do need the outside edge rounding over to make them more comfortable to hold. I'll do that by grinding a bevel and then blending those in afterwards. That already feels much better, but next I'll sand and round over the bevels. The handles are just about done. I just need to fix in pins to ride in the slots on the jaws, and for that I'll use these wood screws, which have the perfect size shank. I'll be pinning the ends to keep them in place, so the pins need to be slightly longer than the width of the handle. To pin the ends, I get to use my Christmas present from my wife, Kath. It's this awesome carbine hammer made by my mate, Corin, who many of you will remember from past videos. He's made and sold a few hundred of these beauties, and I know he has another batch on the go. So if you're interested in getting one yourself, I'll put a link in the description. The screw was quite hard, and that's why I used it, but the carbide inserts on the hammer pinned it over with no trouble at all. I'll put it together with some regular bolts just to show how it works. And then I'll take some of those bolts and machine them down into something more fitting. The first thing I need to do, though, is cut a couple more threads onto these center bolts. I thought about cutting a screwdriver slot into it, but I liked how clean it looks, so I think I can manage to hold the head while tightening the nut, and it doesn't need to be crazy tight anyway. I reckon that looks much better, and off camera I made smaller ones for the front of the jaws. Next I cleaned up the handles with a Scotch-Brite belt on the belt grinder. And one last thing before putting it together is to etch in my logo. I'll do that with this simple 9-volt battery setup using salt water and a cotton bud. I think the logo looks too big, so I sanded it off and I used a slightly different logo. I also blackened it with super glue before removing the vinyl. I reckon that looks much better. Now I can put it together and I use the dropper thread locker to stop the nuts from coming undone. Using a Scotch-Brite wheel on the Dremel, I gave it a final clean. I haven't gone crazy with a super high finish as I prefer more of a brushed look. To prevent it from rusting, I'll spray it with BowShield T9, which is excellent for this purpose. I sprayed plenty on and left it overnight to soak before wiping them down. Just a reminder, don't forget to check out the giveaway to win one of these pairs of pliers and the Kumiko kit. And here's the pliers in action holding the piece of brass that I showed at the start of the video. I reckon they came out amazing and it was an awesome project with lots of figuring out involved, which is what I enjoy. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, you may enjoy this one too. Thanks for watching and I'll see you on the next one.